Sports Authority. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Okay, so here we are.
Yes, we are.
This is going to be even more fun. Because we're going to stop this music, and I mean right now, mister. How are you? John Sarver here, along with our sport director, Mark Milicek. We are using the new Heath and Allen board today. We're kind of got all the drywall is kind of in place, but it's going to be the two of us because Kenny is out opening boxes.
And moving boxes?
Yes, somewhere in Florida. Have we got? Oh, Cincinnati, Florida.
Cincinnati, Florida.
That's where he's at right now, enjoying the show, him and his new bride.
Yep, and he's already called and asked me to cut a Mr. I logo on his front lawn.
Here's how it's going to go. If you have toys in your backyard, Kenny, they're going to be ran over.
Yep. So make sure those dog toys are picked up.
Yeah, I mean, or whatever kind of toys or whatever toys you may have in the backyard.
That's right.
You married people, you. Yeah. Anyways.
whatever kind of toys married people have.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, go ahead, try to run one over. Thunk.
The batteries might fly out of them.
That's right. Yeah, really. Get those C-size batteries or D-size batteries.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a woman.
Yeah, you heaven know? Forbid it might, the more might shoot yeah. it through a window or something, you know?
Yeah, it looked like chopping up a hot dog.
Yeah. while I'm cutting that Mr. I logo.
That's right. In either lifelike beige or black. Hey, I heard that. Oh, brother. Too early, oh, Mrs. Ford. Go away.
She's back.
Jeez. How many toys do you got?
Hey, I got 53 of them at first cut. 23 skidoo.
I'm waiting for one of the toys to show up now.
That's right. He's a linebacker. Yep. Oh, boy.
Yep, God. Followed by the tight end.
Go away, Mrs. Ford. Anyways, talking about going away, I'm glad that you didn't go away. We are here after that epic interview with Brian Wolf. Jeez, oh, Pete, man, we barely had enough time to run on down. But good to see you, because we are here at the Sports Authorities. We were not bought and paid for it by anybody, so that's the way we like it.
I mean, you can send us money if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, true that, too, yeah.
I mean, we're still not changing our opinion, though. We're still going to rip your
money,
ass.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
That's right, because we actually have contempt for sports, for professional sports, you know. For the Big Four, and that's why you are here today with us. Talking about being with us, we are going to be with you tomorrow from Jimmy John Field in Utica, Michigan.
That's right.
We, Mark and I, are going to go and see the hopping
Hoppers.
Mammoths beavers.
The hopping beavers.
The hopping beavers and the woolly beavers.
Oh, the woolly beavers.
The woolly beavers and the hopping mammoth.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, the playoffs begin September 3rd. Gives a
what
damn.
Playoffs?
It's playoffs. Gives a
okay, Jim Mora. Are you going to be there, Jim Mora, for the playoffs?
I mean, honest to God, how would you know? You know, you could just literally, these guys are probably the same 20 guys. They just, on different nights, just switch uniforms, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and the guy's really saving money.
Then you wouldn't even know the difference. You could probably throw one guy onto an...
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we got five guys that are sick. Can you throw one guy over to us? You know,
sure.
No problem.
Who's going to know? Yeah. You know, just put a little mustache on him. Hi, I'm the middle linebacker. I was playing for a space. Huh?
Yeah, just give him a haircut or something, and yeah. Nobody will ever figure
it
out.
Or just have, like, one of those baseball hats with, like, the blonde hair on the back, you know, on the back, so it looks like he's got long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that, too. Okay. Anyways, we don't have the SEC here. We do have the DMCA, so in case the language gets a little bit salty, give us a damn. All the opinions that are expressed are our own, so we don't care about anybody else's.
Because we're right anyways.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's why we are authorities and not experts, because that makes us one better.
One day people will realize and give us our own TV show.
No, do you really want TV? Well, I didn't make TV happen here.
Well.
Yeah, we take a look at the facial deals here. Maybe.
We'd have to have Kiss masks or something.
We'll be the Detroit Kiss. Every time we come up with a good idea,
Kiss authorities.
Down. Yeah, God. Kiss this. The Detroit Kiss authorities. There you go. Every time we have a wonderful idea, chicks come down from the ceiling and they dance.
Yeah,
and stuff.
In cages.
Yeah.
And well, for us, they come out of the cages, but...
Can you imagine? I mean, they actually had that. You know, and somehow, some way, some governing body thought this was going to be great. You know? And it was. We watched it. Normally, we have never watched arena football. Right. You know? But they got all these hotsy-totsies dancing around, even though we, here at the authorities, don't believe that women should be treated like a piece of beef.
That's right. And put in cages.
That's right. Yes, it says so right here. Read these words.
Do not put women in cages.
Say that like you mean it.
That's right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And it's in bold letters.
Yeah, I know, really. Women are just like you. Do not ogle them. Okay. All right. That's from the...
Mr. Gene Simmons.
From the CKW home office.
That's right.
In Cincinnati, Florida.
Too bad Mr. Gene Simmons is... Football team, arena yeah. Football team, couldn't score a lot of points. Otherwise, they would never come down from the Raptors.
That was a weird setup. Yeah. I mean, that really was. I mean, if you're thinking, if you were part of, like, a charter member of that league, you know, and you go, who's coming in? He's doing what? You know, but it did. Sex sells, baby. No matter where you go, sex sells. And that brought people. We're still talking about it. When was the last time the LA Kiss played? Years ago.
Yeah, it has to be 4 years ago, maybe.
Oh, at least. And we're still talking about it more than we talked about the Lions already.
That's right, Gene. Get another team.
Egad, we are without our cool guy pad. That's okay. We'll make other things come up and appear for us. Yes, Gene, get another team.
Yeah, stop singing for Kiss and get another football team.
Yeah, and that's kind of, it's kind of amazing that he, because, I mean, he was into indie, he was into this.
He had his TV show.
Yeah, and really, and how well, and was that a blast? Nope.
No.
So, that's the reason why, okay. No, it wasn't a blast and nobody cared, and that's what made life a lot more easier for the casual fan. And did that whole league went belly up, didn't it?
No, they still have arena football.
Really?
Yeah, but there's not very many teams.
Or is there like three?
Well, gee, evidently arena football's gone down.
Gee.
But MLS soccer is going up because now they just added three more teams. So
that's a blast.
I mean I have number five here on my list here.
Wait,
soccer.
I'm going to get a blast out if it kills me. A blast. There we go. The blast.
Where's your little thing today?
I know. I don't have a little thing. Thank you very much.
Your little boom.
Yeah, I know.
Well, gee, I can bring up Maple Leafs and don't get booed.
Oh, you know what? That's okay. Because next time we'll just pull the mic. What?
Oh.
See, it goes like this. Talk about the Leafs. goes away.
Goes away. Wow.
Censorship comes to America.
Geez.
Go ahead. Be all happy we don't have the boo switch today.
Oh.
I'll go run and
get
it.
Then we can talk about the Red Wings and yay!
Goes away.
Okay, I guess we're not talking hockey today. All right, next sport.
No, we'll talk about hockey as much as we'd like to talk about hockey today, because we should. And we do see, kicking us off today is the first show. I mean, the first topic. This was kind of weird, wasn't it? The folks in, I mean, here's the story. Things going on in the Dominican Republic or Venezuela, or whatever. If you're a pro sport, dude, get the hell out.
There are a lot of sports guys...
bad things happening.
...that allegedly are into a lot of... I don't know. Should we say bad
stuff? Things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
absolutely.
We have David Ortiz getting shot.
Yeah. By a mistaken identity, wink, wink, wink.
Yeah.
That's after he got his ass beat.
Yep. And now we have two more ex-Major League Baseball players, Octavio Dotel and Luis Castillo, being arrested in Dominican Republic for being involved in major drug trafficking.
But why? Jesus, how much more money do you want?
These guys made over 40-some million dollars in their lifetime playing Major League Baseball. And
what's that with Octavio? Wasn't he with Boston?
He played for like 15 teams, so he got a taste
of a lot.
He
got enough money there, okay.
Yeah, and Luis Castillo, I mean, he was with the Tigers at one time, too, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Amongst 13 other Major League teams, so.
There's a guy named Caesar the Abuser.
Oh, yeah, he's the big cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
they have an attorney general down there? Wow.
Yep, I mean, Caesar the Abuser is into nightclubs and restaurants.
I don't
want to
laugh, but geez, what a name, dude. Caesar the Abuser. Sounds
his actual name is Caesar Emilio Peralta, but...
job well done.
I guess his abuser name is Caesar the Abuser.
The Abuser, yeah. I mean, so many different ways you could go with that, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, make sure you pick up your toys in your backyard.
Yeah. Evidently, he just doesn't run them over. He does other things.
Yeah, really. You don't want that to happen. Okay, sure.
But, yeah.
He was captured?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are just a... apart, I mean, they arrested over 20 people. And
really?
I don't know where this is going. I mean, they're...
oh, he's doing drug trafficking and money laundering? Ew.
Yeah, and it's funny how these guys recruit major sports people.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't... you know what it really was? And they said the thing about... number 23 from your Chicago Bulls, you know, they said that he couldn't. The reason why he was like so heavy into gambling, and we still haven't heard all the words of how that worked out, you know, is because they thrive on that adrenaline rush. And once the cheering stops, they still have to try to find that adrenaline rush, you know. And it's like they do crazy things like this. Said that these two guys led a drug trafficking and money laundering ring that the feds drug from, the Dominican Republic to the U.S.?
Yep.
Ooh! They money laundered to money going to the United States? Ew! 5 nightclubs, 10 restaurants, 3 shopping malls, 6 shopping centers, and more than 20 apartment buildings belonging to Peralta was raided in what the Attorney General is calling one of the largest operations in history. The Attorney General says it made more than 15 arrests and is seeking 4 more suspects in the U.S. Oh, good night. And one of these guys earned $41 million, and Castile got $57 million during his playing days.
Yeah.
And they're doing drug money. Here's the story. Money laundering right now, kiddies, is pretty easy to find. Before, it used to be lights out. Who would know? How would you figure it out? Now they kind of have sophisticated ways to do so, you know?
Yeah, like maybe a computer?
Yeah, and like real people checking out and following the money trail and stuff like that. Oh, kiddies, this is not going to end well for these fine friends, you know? Nope. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get the Epstein treatment or something, but yowzer.
And you're looking at them being in their mid-40s, so...
Bye-bye.
They might be retiring someplace where they don't like it.
Well, depending on where they're going to be charged at, or you know, because if they're doing money laundering in the United States, guess who gets the jurisdictionary, as Deputy Dog would say? You.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news, Magoos, man. Good. Good luck to you guys. That's what I got to say. I mean, I don't know how much money you got before these things got raided, but 3 shopping malls, 10 restaurants. Man, that's a lot of places to launder money, you know, a lot.
Yep.
You know.
See, that's why I'm in lawns, because we don't launder any money through lawns.
No, not at all. So take the money from your backyard and pick it up before we run it over, because we'll run over anything in your backyard. Tell you about running things over in our backyard. Detroit Lions, we care.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why everybody's favorite quarterback still hasn't taken a snap yet.
Let's see, he broke his back last year.
Well, the problem is being on a practice field and being in a real game is two different ball games.
Where defense people hate you. You know, but you're not. Here's the story: you're not playing your starting O line, so why play your starting quarterback? Because we have seen, and we've talked about it in nauseam for the last couple of years here. If Stat Pats goes down, you are looking at another 0-16 easily, because you got nobody. I mean, I don't care how many journeyman guys you know, you might as well bring back Dan Marino, which would probably be better than the guys they got right now. You know, the guys they got right now are horrible. You know, their backups, they can't find any. Why? Because I don't remember it was you or Kenny. But they, you know, it was always said, draft a quarterback, draft high a quarterback. Because
right.
You're going to need somebody, because this clown's 31 right now, you know, not on the upward trajectory of his season, of his career. And as many times as people go, well, it took Montana 2 years, 43. No, it didn't. Not even close.
And the thing about it is, he's one good hit away.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
From being out for the season.
Right.
Or out forever.
You got a bad back, you know. And in a game, he doesn't play baseball where nobody doesn't touch you, you know. His whole thing, he is the target. And if you take a look at the O-line for Detroit, they don't got a whole lot. They got a lot of beef, but not a lot of, like, talented beef up there. Oh, it's talented, all right. Get out.
Well, they're talented in... The wrong talent.
Yeah, the talent of, you know, want to sack my quarterback? Go right ahead.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm going upstairs and go visit somebody.
Yeah, really, I'm going to have my own Pepsi by, you know. Yeah, that is kind of the bad situation. So you're right. I mean, everyone goes, well, why isn't he being played? Why would you play him? Why would you play any of your starters? These first 4 games that are mandated by the NFL is just a money grab. There is no reason, none, to have 4. 1, yeah. 2, maybe 4, no way. And not at the prices that, I mean, they're regular season ticket prices. And if you idiots go down to Ford Field at regular ticket prices to see the 4th line quarterback, Falls, or whatever his last name is, play, then you're the idiot. You know, but you are the idiot for going down there anyways. Well, maybe this year for sure. You know, they got all the pieces this year. Boy, they look good. When did they even look good at the first two games? Well, it's only the first two games. Here, I am a Lions fan, which means I am a Lions idiot. I have a backpack filled with excuses that I've had since my 61 years here, you know, of gathering. They got like a Rolodex of bullshit answers.
Yeah, let's get the excuses under the letter D today.
Yeah, okay, I'm a dickhead. There you go. That's D.
Defense is working on...
Yes.
We're working on the defense or something, yes. Whatever.
Well, it's just like every coach. Oh, you know, they didn't look good today, and they didn't look too prepared. That's on me. That's on the coaches. And we got to do something to get this all strengthened up. Okay, if you read what Patricia said for the last 2 weeks, that's exactly what he said. You know, it's on us. It's on the coaches. We didn't have them prepared. Well, then you guys are the assholes, and you have to leave. You know, why are you here? You've had a year under your belt. You understand how it goes, Bluto. You know, and if you're going to come out of the gate with the Cardinals and stink out the joint, then you got 5 games of not happy opponents.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can conceivably be 0-6 and then win 3, and people go, "She."
Well, we're back. We're back.
We got momentum. Oh. Yeah. I mean, here we go. You know, gee, we beat. God, who? Who's worse than they are? Seahawks? New?
Jets?
No, Jets may have something this year.
Jets might. I think the Jets are heading in the right direction. Yeah, who's got a worse team?
Yeah, really. Who's trending downward? New York Football Jets? They're doing okay.
Tampa?
Yeah,
Tampa's not. I don't see Tampa doing really well this year.
But. No, we should go to the magic board here in Studio B with the new Allen and Heath board. Even though we do have the MLB stuff right now.
Yep. Yeah, we see the Tigers. They're still in last.
Don't you worry. They're coming up fast to be last.
Yeah, we'll discuss the Tigers in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, because really... What are we seeing right now is not what we want to be seeing right now. So what we're going to do is go over to... Here we go. There we go. So we'll put that up on the big screen. So, shall we go to preseason?
Preseason
NFL rankings?
Sure.
Why not? Sure. While we're here. Okay, good stuff. Well, so far, nobody's winning.
Nope. Everybody's got zeros.
All right. How about power rankings? Ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's see what
that's always is. Interesting. Okay. So, Lions. All right.
There's an interesting.
There you go. That's what we want to see right there, baby. Yeah.
I like those Lions.
You. Yeah, those are a couple of big Lions. Do you mind? Cut it out. Where's the power rankings? Let's see. Getting ready. Physical. Pep. Fantasy. Darius. Don't care. Wow. Nice rack. All right. Here we go. Much better. NFL's doing it? Wow. Why is the NFL doing what? Nobody's less than a 10. Okay.
Because they got nothing to do.
Was it easy to leave the Super Bowl champs on top?
Eagles?
And then
no,
position,
it wasn't. Hey, well, first of all, good. Shut up. Nobody cares about
Eagles?
You. Eagles number one ranked? So, reigning supreme, why? You lost a great backup quarterback. What a bunch of idiots. What are they talking about? So, there's preseason, they got Eagles, Jaguars, Patriots as third. Why is Alderman suspended? Okay, there's something. All right, Rams.
Is it still for that drug thing from last year?
Still, man, hell of a drug. All right, so the highest NFC guys we got right now are the Vikings at 5. Yeah, okay. I mean, I still don't understand the Kirk Cousins love. I just don't. You know? The Aints. Falcons at 7. Packers at 8.
I don't understand the Packers, though, either, but...
Yeah, I mean, really, there's another one where the quarterbacks went hit away from having an 0-16. Steelers, you know what might be more fun?
Let's just go to the bottom.
Yeah, let's go to the bottom.
The Lions got to be close to the bottom.
Egad, they're not. The Colts are?
Well, Colts...
No Andrew Luck, yeah.
Yeah, with no luck.
No luck?
I mean, with no Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
And no luck.
All right. The Browns are 31st? How?
I don't know about that.
No way.
Baker Mayfield's going to bring that team way up.
Yeah, but has he played yet? Maybe that's the whole reason.
Oh, yeah, I think he's played a couple of series, but...
God, look at all these quarterbacks. Trent Richardson.
Johnny Manziel. There's our buddy.
Jason Gilbert.
That's going to play in the new league.
Jets. What is the Jets thing? Josh McCown. Good Lord.
God, isn't he like 100 years old?
Didn't he play for Detroit at least once? You know? All right, let's see. Dolphins, I would say, would be down in the boondocks. You know? All right.
But the Dolphins usually still have a good defense, so.
Yeah. But what the heck, man?
Buccaneers.
We're at 28 with the Buccaneers, and we have not seen the Lions? What? This is, like, super tilted. We're at 25, and we have not seen a Lions sighting yet.
What did Bluto do?
Going upward, man. The Bears are under the Lions? No way. No chance. You know?
With that defense?
With that offense. You know? I mean, Mitch is rocking it. I think Mitch is fine. The Bills at 23? Wait a minute. Bills? You can't be a top 20 team. No Redskins. Way. What? All right, so we're going from the bottom up, and we're at 20th. The New York Football Giants at 19 are worse than the Lions. No way. The Cowboys worse than the Lions? You want to go
I
for that?
I doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt that greatly.
The Chiefs are worse than the Lions?
Oh, come on.
Patrick Mahomes is way better than...
They got the Lions at 50% at 16th. Oh, please.
If rookie Kerryon Johnson looks like Billy Sims... Billy what? Sims was not that good!
What? Billy Sims?
Billy Sims?
Did they get the wrong guy?
Maybe you were thinking of...
Yeah, the other guy that...
Barry!
I was going to say Billy Sims.
The other guy that has the two initials that BS.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders.
You wonder why. Way to go, NFL. What a bunch of... At 15, at 16, come on.
Can't be subject to watching Amir Abdullah. He's not even on the team anymore.
Yeah.
He's playing for Minnesota.
Let's see. Spent time with a Detroit fan last week from Climax, Michigan, who feels they're a 9-7 club. Feel this, Climax. Might as well call it Dumbass, Michigan. With a healthy offensive line. Even a healthy offensive line. What do they got? They don't have a left guard. You know, come on in. He's like a swinging door. You know what it looks like? It looks like that Wild West saloon thing.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yep.
Come on into the backfield. It's cool.
Yeah, what do you call those doors? They're like...
Swinging doors.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Saloon doors.
Yeah, there's a fancy name for them. But...
Swinging saloon doors. Thinking 8-8 because the schedule isn't too...
Come through here and get Matthew Stafford doors.
Drop on by.
That's right.
Have a drink. Have a sarsaparilla.
Have a Matthew Stafford on the rocks.
Please. Matthew Stafford on his back. thinking 8-8 because the schedule isn't too forgiving. Really? First of all, why don't they have... Doesn't the NFL do the easy schedule stuff if you blow? Wasn't that kind of the big thing? Yeah, or did they stop doing that?
Yeah, but the Lions were...
What? Shitty last year.
Yeah, but still.
Okay.
They beat New England.
Oh, boy. And New England went where after they got everything all sorted out? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. Johnson is so important because the fans or the Lion coaches, while we're at it, can't be subjected to watching Amir Abdullah run into his linemen's backs anymore. No, he's just tearing it up at Minnesota, who's ranked number 6.
Amir Abdullah is running
like a madman.
Kicks back.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
What's he doing?
He's not doing anything but running kicks back.
So, which old timer reading this article here remembers James Jones? Why? What was he? He wasn't anything.
He was.
It was
middle of the road running back.
Serviceable, but not for long.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand how you got to be 16.
In the preseason, the Lions will leapfrog the Ravens and start climbing.
Where? Climbing where? The Ravens? Let's see. Oh, they got the Ravens at 15. All right, that's too high. All right, this is crazy. NFL, you blow. There's no, I mean, really, talk about trying to hype up your own teams. You suck. We'll find somebody else that's better. Let's see, Mile High Report.
Gee,
sporting
go,
news.
Go to the Mile High Report, and then Denver will be number one.
Yeah. You want to? Oh, why don't we? Here we go. Preseason Power High. Oh, look at it. Well, let's see. How high can Denver go? Depending, it's legal over there. All right. Yep. All right. Going...
Well, Cincinnati's at the bottom.
Okay.
That's 32.
Here we go. And it's a total Detroit thing. I don't get why people root for the cheapest team in football. Okay. All right.
Giants.
How is the New York Football Giants so far down?
Now, see, now they're 31 here, and the NFL had them at like 18.
Yeah, well, they have to. It's a bigger market. Okay. So... Gee, is Eli Manning a lame duck? Tune in tomorrow.
I don't know. That backup quarterback's playing really well in New York.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's ripping it up, ain't he?
Yeah.
All right, so why is Dolphins so bad in the preseason, man?
All signs are pointing Ryan Fitzpatrick will be starting quarterback.
Ooh, Fitzmagic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, go from one Florida team to another, win 3 games, and then suck the rest.
Yeah.
Let's see, now, the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo, now see,
at 29?
They're just way off.
Yeah.
Buffalo was like, whatever. I got a headache already.
We'll keep going.
This.
Okay, let's see. Who do we have there? Jaguars at 28? That's comfortable.
And the other one, they had Jaguars number 2.
Yeah. I mean... People love the Jags. All right, Arizona, are they that bad? I mean, historically they were.
Well, we'll see if...
Cliff Calabari? Kingsbury?
Yeah, we'll see if...
I think that's a blow.
Kyle Murray can adapt to NFL.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, so far, I mean, he's done okay, I guess, but...
I don't understand the Cliff... Kingsbury move at all. I mean, you have all these coaches and you go for this guy? I mean, he's not a winner.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't won wherever he went. All right, continuously. The New York Football Jets.
Yep.
26 on this one, and that's not what we really want. Oakland Raiders, 25. I wouldn't put them that high. You know, even though AB today did... practice with his helmet,
right?
But not his helmet. Oh, we got that story?
Yeah,
okay, we'll talk about that later.
Yep.
All right. Bip.
There we go.
Lions.
There we go. Now, this one sees a little better. The Lions at 24.
Feels a little bit. A 6-10 bumbler. All right. The first year of Matt Patricia's era was a 6-10 bumbler. that did little to help fans in Motown forget that Jim Canwell was canned after a 9-7 record. What is the most interesting from afar is how seldom Patricia seems to lead the whole Patriot Way stick by example. His tenure got off to a troubling start after reports emerged from a 1996 arrest for aggravated sexual assault. Okay. Case never went to trial. Things rarely looked better from there. Sam Darnell. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Threw a pick six in his first NFL snap against the Lions, but the Jets end up stomping the Lions 48-16.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the bright spot. Let's see. Since the season ended, GM Bob Quinn has gone out and tried to follow the model of relevance of many a New York or New England folks tried with new teams, but failed. The Lions brought in Trey Flowers and Danny
Amendola
after both were deemed unnecessary by a team in Foxborough. That should help, but probably spent half the season in the training room. That's kind of cool. I don't understand Trey Flowers at all. I don't understand that one at all.
Well, Danny Amendola has been...
I don't understand that one at all.
He's played for New England. He played for... where'd he come from? Miami? Yeah, I think he was in Miami last year.
That said, there are reasons to be optimistic about the team, and Honolulu Blue, it says here. In 2018, the tight end position was so poor, not one man played more than 50% of the team's offensive snaps. To remedy the issue, Quinn went out and heavily invested in that position this spring, and now the Lions employ T.J. Hockenson, Jesse James, and Logan Thomas. All three stand at least 6'5 and weigh 250 or more. Kenny Galladay, we saw him last year. He looked pretty good.
Kenny Galladay was good.
Yep. Looks like he's blossoming into a legitimate star on the outside. He and Marvin Jones should get a lot more downhill looks, blah, blah. Detroit needs to settle the secondary with Darius Slay and a contract squabble. And competition is spots unsettled, blah, 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 blah. All right, so they're 24. Let's see. Raiders, yes, I can see underneath. Well, Jets, no. Jets are higher than the Lions. There's no way around it. Cardinals, I don't know. Why are the Cardinals so bad?
Well, Cardinals usually have a good defense. It's just that I think that they're expecting the offense not to be so good because the transition at quarterback.
Okay, Jacksonville? Jacksonville was up there last year, weren't they?
No.
Why did they fall down? What am I thinking?
Because they...
Bills, I can see suck.
Quarterback.
Miami, I can see suck. New York football Jets, not at 31. No way. Bengals? Yeah.
Yeah. They got themselves pretty beat up last year because quarterback position.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries at running back.
Right, and so...
And A.J. Green was hurt near the end of the year, so they had nobody to pass to, so...
Yeah, so I can see the Raiders are a hot mess. That's all there is to it. I mean, they're just bad news. They're either going to be
really good or really bad.
Why would they be really good?
They got lots of talent. I mean, if they got Carr that can throw the ball...
You have Gruden.
Well,
Gruden was one of those TV kind of coaches, and I'm trying to think. I mean, Dick Vitale could actually coach,
right?
You know, so Gruden was just lucked out, he lucked out, and that's why he jumped out after he won. I mean, you win that big, you're not jumping out that fast,
right?
You know,
that's true,
and he did, and so it's like. Get out while the going's good and while that your legacy is up there and, you know, everybody will be wanting you back. I mean, it's just like that guy from the Steelers, the coach with the mustache, you know. He got out quick. I mean, this is like about a decade and a half ago.
Oh,
Yeah, him. And then he went to the booth and everybody and their brother every year coming up wanted him back, you know, because he could actually coach. All right.
Yeah, but the thing about Oakland is all those draft picks they got for in the trade with Chicago.
Yeah.
They used on the defensive side, which was their weakness. And then all the trades they made for all the wide receivers, Antonio Brown, and they picked up a tight end and another wide receiver. So their offense should be clicking big time. So if the defense can
keep the
team close, the offense should be able to move the ball.
Here's the USA Today power rankings. Ready? For the NFL. Number one, New England. Nope. 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 Too much of a slope. Chargers at number two?
Chargers made a lot of good moves. But now you got the holdout running back, so that could change that.
Okay. Philly's at number three. I mean, they're almost a consensus top three team. You know, that's phenomenal.
Yep, because you got Carson Wentz, you got the good wide receivers
DeSean Jackson, yes, sir.
Yep, and you have Ertz? I think it's Ertz. Ertz at tight end. And the wide receivers, and you have what's the running back?
Him.
I can't remember.
Jordan Howard?
No. He got hurt.
Miles Sanders?
He got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt last year, but he's coming back.
Okay. Is that this year? No, okay. All right, the Chiefs at number four, like that. That's good. Saints number five, doable. Six is Minnesota Vikings. Now, they've been six twice now. Okay. You know, they're lurking under the radar. Not really. Everybody but kind of knows they are. There is nobody else in the NFL Central that's going to be close. None. You know?
Maybe Chicago. Well, Chicago would be number two.
Yeah. Yeah, because
They're above Green Bay. They're above
Detroit. I mean, it's weird that Chicago, even in baseball, just happens to filter, you know? I mean, it's only because Detroit's so bad that they push their teams up.
Okay, the Central Division in baseball is like the North Division in football. Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, the North Division.
Yes, right. I was going to say.
I call them the North Division.
Yeah. When? All right, the Falcons at number eight. Kind of overestimating.
If the defense comes through, yeah, because they got a good offense with their wide receivers. And, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I can't remember the quarterback. It's a quarterback. I got to get back into my football groove here.
Yeah, you do. All right. Well, I mean, they got the Colts at number seven with Luck healthy. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Cleveland Browns at 10, like it.
Yeah.
Every inch of that and going to get better. That's going to be, if you don't have a team like anybody who really likes football in Detroit, you know, and you don't want to watch that mess that's down in Detroit, the Cleveland Browns. From a laughingstock, dog crap team, now, you know, they're going to be exciting to watch.
If the defense holds up, the offense is going to be dynamite with Baker and Othell Beckham.
Oh, sure.
And they picked up another wide receiver. Plus, they picked up a running back in the draft, too.
They're going to be exciting. So, no matter what you do, it's going to be an exciting team to watch.
Right.
It's everybody stays healthy, and they got a decent coach. Decent.
Yeah.
You know, not fabulous. L.A. Rams dropped to 11. That's a pretty decent fall.
Yeah, because of Gurley. Gurley was hurt last year, and who knows?
He's hurt now.
And who knows how he's going to be this year. So, and that's their only good running back. So without a running attack...
Yeah, and everybody and their brother, once they got the free agency, bye. Thanks for the green. Thanks for the money. Bye now.
Yep.
Pittsburgh is always there. You know they're not going to go far, but you know they're not going to drop. You know, that's the amazing thing to me.
And you have Ben Roethlisberger. He always seems to
How many more years for Roethlisberger,
I don't know,
Manning, Brady? I mean, they're past tense.
Yeah, Ben's getting...
Oh, sure, Ben is.
He's 38, 30. He's up there.
So. Yeah, I mean, you got three quarterbacks that are way into the twilight of what quarterback time is. So you wonder why those three teams have never groomed a secondary quarterback. You know, I mean, they're trying to do, you know, the Lions are trying to do what they've done. But, you know, these guys got a lot more talent than not having a quarterback. You know, you almost pull, kind of weird-like, but for Stafford to get hit. You know, because it's going to expose everything. Because everything that you built, you know, through the draft and all that stuff, means jack. If you got fails that are going to be falls, it's going to go as your quarterback. Because your number two guy's got a concussion. He ain't coming back.
Well,
you know?
The thing about it is you look at the Pittsburgh offensive line. You look at New England's offensive line. Not so much the Green Bay offensive line, but the other two.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. So now you know the reason why those guys have been able to play as long as they've been able to play, because they don't get beat up.
No, not at all.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, the last couple of years,
gets beat up.
Has been running for his life, and you know everybody knows what Stafford's been doing.
There shouldn't be any love for Green Bay anymore. Here's your rebuild, you know. Will it be as long as the Tigers? No, but all right.
Oh, that'll be
way
forever.
All right, Titans at 18. Yeah, Bills at 21. Bills do have a badass defense, but big deal. That just means your defense gets tired because your offense are three and out.
Right.
You know. Raiders at 24, a little too high. Texans to 23rd. I don't understand the Texans at all. They should be a lot higher, but they keep shooting themselves in the foot, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they have Deshaun Watson as their quarterback. They have DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver. I mean, they have a lot of tools over there. It just seems like they can't put it together. For whatever reason, and they got a good defense. You know, they have good defensive line, but you know, maybe the linebacking and the safeties are the downfall of the defense.
Do you see Washington at 30?
Yeah, because they have no quarterback.
Yeah,
their quarterback is gone forever with that injury last year.
Jeez, God, yeah, but I don't see the Lions being, you know. Fourth from the bottom. Bengals, yeah. Miami, what's the hate for Miami? You know?
Quarterback. Maybe Fitzpatrick might be their savior at quarterback. I don't know. Miami just seems to be jinxed with quarterback. Every time they get a quarterback, they get hurt.
Yeah.
They got Tannehill. Tannehill got hurt. Everybody that they seem to pick up.
All right, so Cincinnati, I can see Detroit on the bottom, Cincinnati on top. Detroit 32, Cincinnati 31, and that's a dogfight for that. You know, there's your race to the bottom quickly. Yeah,
they should just go in the middle of Lake Erie and fight.
Yeah, if that. You know, I mean, they're trending downward anyway, so hard to envision pathway to success given their shortcomings relative to the three division rivals, you know, who are positioned to contend.
Yeah. It should be two division rivals because I don't consider Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't either. Get over the love of Green Bay. I always fantasy from years ago. You know, when people go, "Oh, Green Bay is still..." No, they're not. They're shadow what they were. You know, and if you think that Aaron Rodgers is what he was, I mean, he's had two really bumpy seasons. You know, yep. And you saw us when they tried to get a new quarterback in there when he was hurt 2 years ago. Boom. I don't have the bomb whistle right now, but that went nowhere. And if that did not, I would have got Boris as my agent right away, you know, if I was Aaron. Because really, evidently you guys blow without me, so I'm worth how much? You know, quickly. Yep. So,
how many digits on the left side of that decimal point?
Yeah, keep it going. Do we even want to take a look at fantasy football?
Ooh.
But that's you, though.
That's me.
Yeah, all right. So, touchdown wire. All right, one last one. That's it, because I didn't want to see. Here's the college ones. Alabama.
Clemson.
Oklahoma. Alabama. Yeah. No Michigan. Because Michigan didn't go on a big trip to see the Pope this year. That's why.
Well, I think Michigan's rated number 7 or something.
All right, so number 32 from Touchdown Wire is they hate the Oakland Raiders. They got them at 32. We got to go through one of these dumb things. I hate this. All right, we'll stop at wherever Lions are.
Should be soon.
Yeah.
If it's a good poll.
We don't have to click a whole big bunch. All right, Cardinals at 31. Okay. Could be the Cardinals there. Tampa Bay that far down? Wow. Okay. Tampa Bay third from the bottom? Not in love with the offense. God, all right. Detroit, now show your face. Show your face. What?
Jacksonville?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's going to be one of these polls that the Lions will be, like, ranked third.
14th, yeah. The New York Football Jets, what's the hate? What is the absolute hate for this team?
Some of these. But see, this was ranked back in February, though.
February. You don't exist. Say goodbye, kids. Yeah, that one doesn't. All right, so now that we're there.
See, and that was before the draft. That was before everything.
Yeah, so it doesn't even matter. All right, but what does matter is your standings here in Major League Baseball, where the Detroit Tigers are 37.5 games out of uno.
They've lost 85 games already.
God. That's insane, you know, and that's, I mean, the Royals have lost 80. Oh, jeez.
And the Yankees have won 83.
But how did the Orioles lose 86? What? How does that work? I mean, here's the story. The Orioles are 43.5 games out in August. Evidently, Baltimore is not a baseball town. You know? I mean, look at these gaps.
Well, they've played 3 more games.
Yeah, okay.
2 more wins and 1 more loss.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so all Detroit needs to do is lose one more, have Baltimore win one more, and then we're good to go. But 43, I can't remember in August a team out for almost 44 games. Out. I mean, no chance. I mean, bad division to be crappy in, but someone's got to be bad on the bottom. I mean, gee whiz, I mean, the Mariners are only 27 out, go teams. You know, they lost 73, and really, first 2 weeks of the baseball season, they were giving them, you know, the World Series crown.
Yeah, after those 3 games in Japan,
you know,
when they were hitting howitzers out.
Oh, hell yeah, because the air was better. What is up with the Rangers? They just never seem to kind of maybe never. I mean, if they're going to have a team in Montreal, you might as well send the Rangers. You know, they already got, you know, how many baseball teams in Texas?
2.
And both in the American League.
Yep.
How did that work?
Well, the other one was in the National League.
Right.
They moved them over.
All right. So give. The Rangers are never going to do anything here at all. I mean, if Montreal's going to show some love, then go. I mean, they've always been kind of a maybe. They had a little spritz and blitz here, there, and everywhere. But I can't imagine in that stadium, it's hot. You know? It's just hot.
They're building them a new stadium.
They're building them a new stadium? All right, yeah. Great. How much taxpayer cost is that?
That part I don't know. But
19 games out?
So evidently, if they're building them a new stadium, I guess they're not moving them.
Yeah, I mean, there's your Angels, too, doing 6-4. Who are they feasting on? But look at the Tigers. Good Lord. Here we thought they were, you know, really far out. They're only 38 games out. Gee whiz.
Oh, I know. You know? Yeah, and to tell you how bad the Tigers are.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Yes.
Six pitchers for the Tampa Bay Rays struck out 24 Tigers.
And it was close. And it was a close game.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and the Tigers only had, in 13 innings, the Tigers struck out 24 times and only had 3 hits.
I have no idea why the games in Tampa were close. I mean, they were close. You know, they should have been, I mean, everybody forecast 3 blowouts, you know. Why was it close? I mean, did Tampa not play up
well,
to?
Well, the thing about it is, too, is Tampa's got 2 of their 4 starters on the IL.
Yeah, but you take a look at yesterday. You know, the Tigers almost beat the Astros. How?
Yeah, but the Tigers always find some way of screwing things up.
Yeah, I know. Don't win now. Don't get hot, guys. That's all there is to it. I mean, yeah, Rogers is hitting, but is he a red pop?
You know? Well, yeah, he's hitting, but he'll hit a home run, and he's still batting 140.
Yeah, struck out 4 times.
You know,
and they go, well, he's a rookie. Yeah, okay, he's a rookie. Still, if you're up on the parent club, you shouldn't be that bad.
Right, and just like Sunday against the Rays, Tigers are up 4-1, bottom of the 8th. I mean, the Tigers bring in John's favorite, Buck Farmer.
There you go, and way to go. Goodbye, baseball.
Two run homer to center field, and then the 9th inning, they bring in Joe Jimenez, and what happens?
Goodbye, baseball.
Tampa Bay scores 2 runs, and Tigers lose 5-4.
Well, you might as well bring in Gregory Soto on that whole thing, too, because he's another gas can. Gee whiz, that guy.
You know, it's like the Tigers are finding every way possible to lose a game.
Bless your hearts. Lose. Don't be like the Lions and screw up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, don't go on a 20-game winning streak now.
No, yeah, really. Which would make you only 18 games out, which would be embarrassing to any city. But, it's the damn Twins. It's not like you got the Yankees on top of your division. It's the Twins. And the Twins, I mean, Cleveland is turning it on, but now there's a little bit of space between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what, Twins play Chicago, right?
I think so, yeah.
And, oh, but the Cleveland's playing the Mets. Mets.
Right, yeah, Cleveland's playing the Mets, and they're losing.
But look at the Rays. The Rays just don't want, either they think they got it sewed up or something, you know? Phillies beating the Red Sox so far?
Whew. Well, Red Sox don't have Chris Sale anymore. He's done for the year, I think.
Oh, is it? Did he finally say that? Because I know they're looking at Tommy John for him.
Yeah, well, they said he doesn't think they need it, but they don't think that they're going to pitch him the rest of the year, though.
Gee, why? He blew.
Well, and there are how many games out of whatever?
Yeah, so. So here's your year. Red Sox, I mean, there's 16 gone right now. I can't imagine them being anywhere near. Well,
they're 6 out of the 8 out of the wild card?
6 out of the wild card. Well, actually, they're sitting in a pretty good spot.
And they've won 5 in a row? 9 in a row?
7-3.
In a row.
Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Must be feasting on Detroit. Maybe with Chris Sale out, they'll actually get something going. Yeah. Talk about going. We got to get going. Holy cannoli. How did this hour go by that fast, my good young man?
Guess we're having fun.
True that, too. And we're going to even have more fun tomorrow at Jimmy John Field with no rain in the afternoon. So we're going to actually try something. We're actually going to try to see if we can't broadcast a batter to see what we can do here. So tune in for your one batter report.
That's right. Strike 3, you're out. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Next. Yeah.
That's right.
Just go into the dugout and rip the number off and put the new Valco number on the back and go back up there. Try again, son.
Take this uniform off and go on that team.
Yeah, just go underneath the tunnel. There you go. Keep going back. They just have the one same guy, you know. I mean, you might as well do it. I mean, they're so cheap, they got two umpires. I mean, my God, that's college softball.
Yeah,
Division III.
And what was funny, the last time we were there, is the guy, you know, had like a check swing, and the catcher's asking the guy, the second umpire, if he swung, and he's standing at second base.
Yeah, so what are you going to...
How the hell can you check and see if the guy swung if you're at second base?
Well, no, tune in tomorrow and find out. You know, and if you want to find out, you can also find out about us at Podbean, Podbean. Just put in CKIW, and then scoot on down there to the appropriate show, and this one would be the Detroit Sports Authority. So, for the sport director here, Mark Milicek, myself, John Sever, we will see you tomorrow from Jimmy John Field, sometime at some inning, probably like the fourth. Follow at home.
That's
right. We follow here. So good luck, Kenny. Get all the toys up. And we'll see you again next week on the Detroit Sports Authority. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.